This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
So to start today's show, I'm delighted to welcome our first guest, Natasha Edge, who's a personal stylist and colour consultant. Thank you so much for joining us, Natasha.
Pleasure.
So perhaps you could start just by telling us how you became involved in personal styling.
Probably a long time ago, I was at college. I did fashion and styling and fashion media. Went to London College of Fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Then broke out and did something completely different. But it was probably a few years ago that I decided I wanted to get back to my passion. And really, I think what it is for me is helping women's confidence. It's not just sort of colour and styling, but you can really change the way a person feels about themselves and the way they're perceived by others as well. So for me, it's sort of helping women with confidence issues, maybe just to feel better about themselves.
And you do quite a lot of workshops as well, I think, don't you?
I do one-on-one workshops with individuals. So I work a bit on personal branding. So obviously if someone is having a specific issue with work or they're not achieving a goal or a promotion or something that they want professionally, I do a lot of one-on-one stuff. But I also do workshops, how to accessorise properly on colour, makeup, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you touched on confidence.
Yeah.
Would you say that's a major thing that women present to you with? Or is it kind of, you know, they're going through a change, they want to do something different, they want to lose weight, and they're having a bit of a crisis of confidence?
I think probably 90% of the people or my clients that I see have had some kind of, when I say life-changing experience, something that's happened in their life that has made them either have a loss of confidence or suddenly feel that they almost need someone else's advice or acceptance. For example, maybe they've been through a cancer treatment or they've lost a lot of weight, had a baby, a divorce, something like that. A lot of my clients have had those kind of experiences and they suddenly feel that they need a confidence boost or someone else just to kind of give them that, I don't know, breath of fresh air or a pair of fresh eyes almost looking at the way they look. Sure. And it is amazing to see the transition that people have from start to finish, really. And quite emotional, because you do get an attachment, or I get an attachment to a lot of my clients, because obviously you have to have quite a special bond with them for them to open up, to be able to help them. Yeah.
And so is it more about saying to you, tell me, you know, what shapes suit me, tell me what colours suit me? Obviously it's a combination of all of them. But when they first come to you, what is the biggest thing that they're asking for help with? Is it because of the knowing what the colours are, etc., or is it something else?
Yeah, the colours are a part of it. Probably the biggest thing and the most popular thing is what I call the wardrobe detox. People think I turn up at their house and just get a load of bin bags and they chuck out everything in their wardrobe.
I was wondering.
It sounds like that. It actually can take probably between 4 to 6 hours, depending on size of obviously someone's wardrobe. But, you know, we actually go through the wardrobe. We look at how we can rework their existing items. I help them accessorise. So it's about using what they already have rather than the need to go shopping straight away. So that's probably the most popular service that I do.
I often wonder, and it applies also to interior stylists, whether there's a sort of danger of, not danger so much, but possibly sort of giving them your sort of view on how they should look rather than how they want to look themselves. Do you see where I'm coming from?
I think I'm very much guided by the individual. You'll obviously get some people who they do sort of want to be told, they want to be guided. I always start any consultation, whether it be colour, styling or wardrobe or whatever it is, that, you know, mine is only a guide. Yeah. You know, I can obviously advise people as to the right colours, you know, for their skin tone and their makeup. But if you love a certain colour, then I'm never going to say don't wear it, because a lot of, you know, the reasons we like colour is psychology.
Yeah.
So if you love a colour, you should wear it if it makes you feel good. And ultimately, that's what I'm all about, is making the woman feel good about themselves. And that's the same with clothes. I'm never going to say, no, you definitely should wear that. You look awful in that. The woman has to come to that decision on their own.
Yeah.
But I can just maybe help them how to wear it slightly differently, or to flatter them, or how to accessorise it.
I think the bit that I would find really challenging is when you get all the things out and say, right, that can go, that can go, and that can go. And I think I'd be clutching your legs as you drag this thing out.
Yes, that's my favourite dress.
Kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
Because I'm a hoarder, I find it really hard to let things go.
I think you'd be surprised. It depends. So it's never me that actually takes the bags away. I do obviously leave them with the ladies. So it's their choice at the end of the day. If they want to pull anything back out of the bags, they can. To be honest, most women find it an incredibly therapeutic experience, because most women, when they open their wardrobe at some stage in their life, they look in the wardrobe and they don't know what to wear. that at the end of it, I'm going to give you a wardrobe that you open the doors and not only does everything fit you, but it actually suits you. It's the right colours and you feel good in it. Mm. So every time you then open your wardrobe, you're going to feel good about yourself. So that's the difference.
I don't know if you do this, Anne, but what I'm really guilty of is going to the shops and buying the same sort of thing.
Yeah,
and then I get home and think, I've got that already.
Might be five of them already in my cupboard.
Is that a common thing that people do then?
Yeah, definitely. Certainly with colours. Most people, when they open the wardrobes, don't have colour in their wardrobes, even if it really, really suits them. There's a lot of black, a lot of sort of greys and whites, and like you say, a lot of the same style. It is, easy, but when someone has a colour done and they sit in front of a mirror and you put the right colour on someone, and especially if they brought a friend or there's someone else with you and everyone just gasps at the right colour, it really can make people, you know, be shocked and feel instantly good about themselves.
Well, what if they hate that colour?
If they hate that colour, then obviously they don't have to wear it.
Yeah, but they don't have to. But
that is so true, though, because we had a woman who used to go to the gym many years ago and she hadn't been for a few weeks and she came back in and we looked at her and said, something's different about you. She looked 10 years younger.
Yeah.
We couldn't pinpoint what it was. Basically, she changed her hair colour.
Yeah.
And it brought her skin tone out in a completely different way. She looked literally 10 years younger.
Yeah, it really can. I mean, just like you say, simple things like changing an eyeshadow, a lipstick, or a colour that you wear. And it's not about wearing that. People think, I suit yellow, so that means I have to wear yellow all over. No, you don't. It just means to introduce a little bit of that colour, maybe, near to your face or your neckline, so it's actually near to your skin tone. You don't have to go around wearing, entire yellow all the time.
Do people sometimes come to you with a sort of a mood board of how they think they would like to look? I like this style. This is what I want.
No.
Do you not get that?
No, it's never that organised. People literally sort of open the door and just say, tell me what to do, guide me, that kind of thing. They're never as structured as that. Most of them do want the help. So they're quite open to being told sort of a bit of guidance or what colours to wear.
Yeah.
And most of them do take advice up on it. And, I've got some lovely testimonials from clients afterwards sort of saying, you have changed my life. I feel genuinely so much better about myself. I'm getting compliments. My husband's noticed that I'm wearing new clothes. So, you can't buy that at the end of the day. I just give them back a little bit of how they want to feel about themselves.
Yeah, I suppose if they come in there that organised, then they possibly don't need you.
Exactly, yeah. And that's the thing. And people sort of say, you're telling people how to dress. No, I'm not. I'm helping people be the best that they can. And they have come to me because they have a problem or they have an issue or they lack confidence, whatever it is. And I'm just telling them how maybe, they can sort of get around that problem.
On your website, it says, when people say they didn't realise how little they knew about their own body, they're quite shocked by that. What do they mean when they say that?
I think most people, when people stand in front of a mirror, you can be a size 8 or you can be a size 22. And everyone looks in the mirror and still doesn't like what they see. There's always something that women don't like about themselves, which is really sad. So when people say that, they didn't realise what they could wear and things like that, It's usually down to, I will say, actually you can wear a pencil skirt or actually you can wear that style of top or whatever it is. And they would have just dismissed that because either they're too small or too large or whatever it is. It's usually in their heads. So it's usually that they're shocked when they realise they can actually look that good or they can wear a certain style of clothing they didn't think they could.
And I bet you often pull out clothes in a store and say, I want you to try this on, try that, and look at you going, no, that's
they
never going to suit me. Then they put it on going, oh my goodness.
Yeah. It usually means they're going to spend a lot more money. Which, it is good and bad, but that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, that does happen all the time, especially, like you say, when you take clients shopping, you pick things out for them, and the testimonials after have said, actually, I would have never picked most of the items that I've ended up taking home.
But I think part of it also is comfort, surely. I mean, you referred to the pencil skirt earlier. I think there are plenty of people who could fit a pencil skirt, look stunning in a pencil skirt, but they might think, I'm not really a pencil skirt kind of person.
Yeah.
When am I going to wear this? Am I going to be comfortable or self-conscious so it's finding that as well, I suppose, isn't it?
It is
a comfort level and a confidence level.
It's comfort and it's lifestyle, because that's the other thing, that it's obviously very relevant. There's no point me taking a lady shopping who's a full-time mum, doesn't have a job, and lives in jeans and a sweatshirt most of the time. I'm not going to sort of say, oh yeah, buy a pencil skirt, you should wear a ball gown, you should wear this. It's very much looking at making it work for the person's lifestyle, their budget, what they're actually going to wear every day and what they feel comfortable in. I don't want to make people feel out of their comfort zone.
You call it a capsule wardrobe, don't you, when you kind of have a core number of items. They're not like a whole wardrobe full of things, but items that you can match and pair up with other things as well, and shoes and stuff like
that's right.
See, to me, that's the black and whites and greys.
You could definitely wear colour.
Does it still go by winter, autumn, summer and spring?
No, 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 Colour Me Beautiful changed their way of chaining probably about 10 years ago. So yes, most people know Colour Me Beautiful as the Seasons.
Yeah.
It's now what they call dominant colouring. And it's a much better wear way of kind of ascertaining what colours people can wear. Basically, it's done, your first dominant colouring is your eye and your hair colour, and your second dominant colouring is your skin tone. So if you think about what they used to do, categorizing a winter, for example, would be dark hair, dark eyes. But obviously you could have 10 women with dark hair and dark eyes and they'd all be completely different skin tone.
Yeah.
So they used to kind of box people a little bit too much, whereas now they look at the individual's kind of colouring, you know, down to more detail.
And because I always thought I was warm colouring, but actually I've got cool tones, apparently.
Yeah.
Something I've learned.
You're quite a cool customer, Ivana.
Yeah,
yeah, I was a soft summer years ago, but I never liked the colours. So we're straight back to black.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, definitely blues and colourings like that would look really good on you.
Need to get out of my comfort zone, for sure. Moving on a little bit, we've been talking about women.
Yeah.
I know you look after men as well.
I do.
What's the sort of percentage split, men?
Probably about 70% women.
Yeah.
So 30% men. Most of them are professionals. Can't really say age ranges, but certainly sort of middle age upwards is probably the main market for me. Again, it's usually when a man is maybe going through something in their life, whether it be a divorce, and obviously they want to kind of, you know, I don't know, rejig their wardrobe or give themselves a bit of confidence again. They're going to be going out and about, or again professionally, something in their work life.
I always laugh because I used to be a men's fashion wear buyer.
Okay.
And I always used to joke, my husband was in the same field, we used to joke that men don't know how to wear casual wear. You know, to them it's like taking off the tie and opening the top button and that's it, they're casual. So
it is.
Do you experience the same?
Yeah, probably probably the hardest one is with men, it's the smart casual label that obviously a lot of companies say, oh, it's smart casual these days,
and they think, what is
and
that?
That's it.
And I think women struggle with
really
that as well,
hard.
Know what it is.
Yeah, it's a really hard different balance things, because some people do smart casual really well, and other people can look really scruffy, and you wouldn't want them to walk around the office. But put two people in the same pair of jeans and a white shirt, one will look great, one won't. So it's for men, it's usually that balance of what else can I wear if it's not just jeans and a white shirt or jeans and a shirt. So it's looking at the other sort of accessories and bits with it.
Earrings, stuff like that.
That's it. Man bags.
I guess it's understandable that Dress Down Friday is not your old trackies and your
trainers. It's not ripped jeans, no bottoms hanging out, nothing like that, no.
No. So male styling consultation, £90. How long does that normally sort of last?
The consultation, it's the same for the man and the woman. So the men get a colour as well. And then obviously we look at sort of a bit of their wardrobe and styling and products they use, that kind of thing. It's just under 2 hours.
Right.
So it's quite a lengthy time. It's not it is a detailed, thorough sort of process that I go through, because you have to have that 10, 15 minutes of an actual consultation. You know, again, like I said, finding out about their lifestyle, what's going to work with them, you know, what issues do they have? Because everyone has a different issue or something that they're concerned about.
Yeah.
So it's just understanding that and then obviously going from there.
So do you have sort of three main levels of service that you provide? One's obviously where you do the colour analysis, what suits them. Then you do the one where you obviously go to people's houses and look at the wardrobe. Then you do the one where you, like a personal shopper, and you go out and shop with them.
Yeah, so I've got what I call the sort of non-professional or non-corporate side, which is, like you say, the colour, the wardrobe detox, and the shop. Some of those can be combined. So if people want a little bit, you know, they want the colour, but they actually want a wardrobe detox as well, I can combine services depending on the individual. But I also have the corporate side that I work on, which is the corporate branding and the personal branding. So I work with National Gallery last week and went in and met their HR team, and they had quite a young team, and they just wanted to understand how they could improve their own personal brand, so how they were seen in the workplace, how they can maybe grow their career. So we looked at the way they were dressed, how they were perceived, because personal brand's not just the way you look, you know, it's everything about you. It's whether you're tidy, whether you're organized, whether you're on time, that kind of thing. So it was making them individually look at their personal brand,
their
and what they could do, their behavior, how they could improve themselves, maybe to give them a better opportunity of where they wanted to be.
I always remember watching a film with Jennifer Aniston once, and there's a great line in that film where it says, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Yeah.
And that's so true.
It is. Yeah. It's exactly true. Because, you know, it's all very well, sort of, I've had criticism occasionally where people have sort of said, oh, you're all about making people look perfect and pretty. That's absolutely not what I do at all. But it is, sadly, it is relevant. You know, we live in the age of the selfie, where everyone and, you know, young people are growing up wanting to look picture perfect.
Yeah.
sadly, it is something that we deal with every day. And, you know, in the workplace, if you will get judged. If there's two people with the same CV, same experience, yeah. they walk in, you're probably going to choose the one that actually does look the part or fits your company brand, sure. you know, more than the other one. And that's sad, but it's true. Mm. So I just try and help people kind of, you know, find out what their own brand is and try and improve that.
Interesting. And I know you've got an event.
I have, yeah.
Coming up, haven't you?
I have, yeah. It's quite exciting, actually. I've been sort of doing personal styling and the image side for sort of 2-3 years now. And I've always wanted my own studio, a bit like a girly paradise, I guess, ever since I was little. So, yes, I am opening up my own style studio in Eversley in Hampshire. So if anyone knows Eversley, it's just near the Antiques Barn and the church there. So, yeah, that the opening events are the 7th, 8th and 9th of February. The times are all on my Facebook page and my website. But there's an evening one on the Wednesday and then a couple of morning ones, hopefully trying to capture as many people as we can, obviously men and women. We'll have a drink and it's not really sort of even selling to people. It's just, you know, I'm excited. I'd like to have a glass of something fizzy with everyone that turns up or a coffee just to celebrate, you know, the fact that I'm opening the doors and I'm proud of what I've done. And then obviously introduce anyone to the services, have a chat while we're there, really. So, come along.
Brilliant. Well, that's all gone really quickly, Natasha. So it just remains to ask if you've got any particular advice or information, you know, you'd finally like to say to our listeners today.
Have I got any advice? I think probably just more of a tip, really. Maybe just try and wear a new bright colour. Maybe try and push yourself on the comfort zone. Maybe wear a red top or something that you actually you feel good in, because I would almost place money that you'll get compliments on, you know, that new colour that you introduce, that new statement necklace or whatever it is. That's something that's slightly different, just to challenge you on your comfort zone and see the response you get.
Brilliant. Well, that's really good advice. And just finally, if anyone wanted to get in touch with you, best via your website?
Yeah, my website or my Facebook page. Both have my email on and you can email through the website direct.
And so your website address is?
It's www.appearanceandattitude.com.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Natasha, for coming on to the show.
Thank you.
Really, really interesting talking about that. So that was Natasha Edge of Appearance and Attitude.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.